Well, good morning again. It's not the way we had planned, but we'll have a good time sharing together, I'm sure. Just thinking about the power of God, and I don't know, Diane just told me this morning that there was a number of ladies together yesterday, and they were talking about whenever the United States makes a stand against Israel, that something happens to the United States. Back when Katrina, there was some position, I don't know what it was, that they took. And just recently, President Obama had made a pretty harsh statement to Israel. And now we have the hurricane. So I don't know what all that means, if there's a connection, but it's something to think about. Like, we serve a powerful, awesome God. I was drawn to Psalms 53, thinking about destruction, deliverance in our lesson. It said, the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their actions are evil. No one does good. God looked down from heaven on the entire human race. He looked over if there was even one real understanding who seeks for God. But no, all have turned away from God. All have become corrupt. No one does good. Not even one. Will those who ever do evil learn? They eat up my people like bread. They won't think about praying to God. But then terror will grip them, terror like they've never known before. God will scatter the bones of your enemies. You will put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation would come to the Mount of Zion to rescue Israel. When God restores his people, Jacob will shout with joy, and Israel will rejoice. I'm just thinking about our responsibility as Christians to be salt and light in this world, to let our light shine. I was talking to Merle Knoll yesterday. He's involved with the Gideons, and they go around giving Bibles at schools and off the school property, though. And one day they were going to law offices and giving Bibles, and he said 99% of law offices would not let them put a Bible in their office. There is one lawyer left them put a Bible in their office. Just thinking about how they don't want anything to do with God. They're pushing God away. And that's the society we live in. And we're to be salt. And since I work with salt, salt's become a little more, I understand salt a little bit more. And I was in the salt bin Thursday it was, and it was pretty hot. And I was sweating. And I noticed the top of the moisture, the top of the salt was getting moist. And how it was drawing the moisture out of me into itself. And we're to be salt, to be drawing people to Christ. And just think about that this morning as we think about destruction and deliverance. God is a God, just God, but he also wants to deliver his people. So we're going to have makeshift Sunday school. Esther's going to take the ladies, and us men are going to meet here, and we're all going to teach. Sam told me a story about when he was young. A man stood up front of his class, and he said he asked the question, who's teaching this morning? Well, Sam thought to himself, duh, you're up there, you're going to teach. Well, his point was that everyone's supposed to come prepared to teach. So us men will have a class together up front here. And Priscilla will take the children. And young people, you can either have a class of your own or else join us adults. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day, for safety through the storm. Lord, I pray for those who are affected by the storm, whether it's the power outages or damage to their homes. Lord, I just pray for the church to be salt today, to reach out to those who are affected, and just help our neighbors and share Jesus with them. Bless us as we say this lesson. Pray your spirit to speak to each of us about what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.